Proclamation number 8166 of 3rd of May, 1962. Who is it who speaks to you? This is the sign of my presence that you are able to hear me, that I speak to you, that I convey my word to you, the emanation of the light of love from myself. You know that I fill the whole universe. But you also know that I am present in the smallest grain of sand. And thus I can also dwell in the heart of a person who, like a child, desires to speak with his father. Why do you consider this impossible? Why do yourselves want to create such a great distance between yourselves and me, when my love gave birth to you and this love also constantly desires its creatures? Why is it incomprehensible to you that you can hear my voice, that I myself lean down to address you? That you would not be able to bear my undisguised strength of love is certainly understandable, yet I can always turn it towards you in as much strength as your state of maturity allows. But it touches you as soon as you want it yourselves. As soon as you open yourselves to my illumination of love through your will. But it is always my emanation, it is always the flow of strength emanating from the eternal source which flows into you. You may well have been radiated by me as the tiniest spark, but you are and will forever remain the same. Your primal element is love, which also returns to the sea of fire of eternal love, because this has been the law since eternity. And even your free will has not been able to dissolve the bond between me and you. It has only had the effect that my strength of love could become less effective on you, that it could not illuminate you with the strength of light as it emanates from me but nevertheless touches you, because otherwise you could no longer have existed. Hence the bond always and forever exists, and even if your will reduces the effect of my illumination of love, you will nevertheless never be able to induce me to restrict my emanations, nor will you be able to say that I myself keep myself distant from you. This assumption is erroneous, for you cannot measure the depth of my love which applies to you and will apply to you forever. Thus I myself bring myself as close to you as you allow it. If you still keep yourselves far away from me, then you will not have the desire to hear me yourselves either. Then it would be irrelevant to you whether I am and where I am. But if you yourselves seek to approach me, then you yourselves will also reduce the distance from me, and if you long for my address, then you yourselves will enable me to be present in you, for then love is already in you, and in love you unite with me. Your desire for my address opens your hearts to me, and my radiance of love is possible again as in the beginning. He who abides in love abides in me and I in him. And the degree to which love ignites in you is also determined by the strength of my illumination of love, so that you can certainly say that you would perish if my flow of love flooded you with all its strength, because as a human being you are not yet capable of that love which you felt in the beginning when you were still blissfully happy in the kingdom of spirits. Nevertheless, I am present to you. For I am not only your God and Creator but also your Father. And the Father will never deny himself to his child, the Father will always be close to the child, and it is the Father who speaks to his child when it longs for his address. 3rd of the 5th, 1962, I will certainly remain eternally inaccessible to you, and eternally I will be unfathomable to you. Because I am the original center and you are sparks of light emitted by me which therefore could not behold the being from whom they emanated. For I am eternally the most perfect spirit in infinity, of whom no created being can form a concept. But this does not prevent me from approaching every single being with that strength of light and love it can bear. And then you will never be able to say that it is not I myself who unites with his children, who is present to them. but my presence is undeniable as soon as I dress the child, because it is strength of love which now fills the heart of the one who hears me, and because strength of love is my fundamental nature, because I myself am love. The degree of strength of love which can flow into a person also determines the degree of deification which the human being can certainly achieve on earth, as the human being Jesus also achieved, but which is rarely only reached because few people are capable of such love that they can leave earthly life as completely spiritualized. And such deification always means closest union with me. Thus presence of the eternal deity, of the highest spirit in infinity. For I am and remain a God of love, and love will always seek to unite with that which has emerged from it as a product. I will always strive for unification with the beings created by me, because this is my goal of the process of creation, to work and create an intimate communion with the products of my love. And I will also achieve this goal one day because my love is eternally unchanging. Amen.